Oh, cockroach. The school started to find them drowned in their blue paint pots, but curiously, not in the red, green, or yellow ones. In the staff room, Miss Sparrow told Mr. Rowley how they're usually named after an old enemy. In Britain, we call them German. In Germany, they call them Russian. Mr. Rowley remembered what his wife had called him the night she really did leave.
Cockroach. You're a cockroach, baby.
His eyes rested on Miss Sparrow, her dark chocolate eyes and Munro lips, as she told him how tough these insects were, how their eggs can survive pickling in alcohol. He hadn't realized that, or until now, Miss Sparrow's legs captured in black stockings.
Cockroach. We're talking cockroach, baby.
Holding his interest, she continued. Told him roaches can go weeks without water, eat anything, live in televisions, clocks, the backs of fridges and phones. He imagined Miss Sparrow's voice on the end of the line, whispering in his ear.
Ooh, cockroach. You're my cockroach, baby.
Was alone though, submerged on the sofa in the TV's blue light, when he was joined by another scuttling across the carpet, which made him leap to his feet to catch it in a handy beer glass. He watched as it circled for a way out.
Hey, Mr. Cockroach, you know you're so hard.
Next day, when he saw Miss Sparrow, he asked her, and she began to smile when she told him about a headless one, reviving to search out a suitable place to lay its eggs.
Yeah, gonna be a cockroach. Yeah, yeah, I wanna be a cockroach. I'm your cockroach, baby. I'm Mr. Cockroach.